Every year on this day, we celebrate a very beautiful feast, the feast of the Virgin and Martyr, St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia was born in the area of Trastevere in Rome. Trastevere means across the river, because the river divides Rome, and on one side is St. Peter's, on the other side is Trastevere, which is where the mansion of the Cecilli family is to be found today, now the Basilica and the Monastery of St. Cecilia. And, of course, it was already foreseen and prepared that Cecilia would be married to one of the young, wealthy men of Rome. Valerian was his name. And when it was time for the wedding, Cecilia said, "I will not let you get near me because I have an angel, a very great angel that is protecting me because I have vowed my virginity to Christ, my Lord. You will not be my husband. Christ is my spouse." And so he said, "I don't believe anything you say. I'll believe you if I see the angel." And so Cecilia said, "Well, you will not see the angel unless you are baptized." And so he and his brother were baptized, and immediately they all saw the angel. In the meantime, because they were now considered to be the enemy, Christians, and that's still the case in many places, and today, in a very special way, we pray for our brothers and sisters in communist countries and Muslim countries. Particularly, we pray for our brothers and sisters who are being martyred by the hundreds in Nigeria by the fanatical Muslims. And so martyrdom is part of the Christian life, of the Catholic life. So they were martyred, they were enemies of Rome. And then in her case, she was lying on the floor in the steam room of her mansion, and people don't realize that in ancient Rome, things were very modern according to our taste. They had running water, they had toilets, they had steam rooms, hot water, cold water. All that was available already through the intelligence that God has given to mankind. And so in the steam room of her mansion, she lay, and she was there for several days until finally, not dying, one of the guards took and hit her on the neck with a sword so her blood would pour out. And so she became a martyr. And this was very early at the church, in the year 230 A.D., during the pontificate of Pope St. Urban I. So today, in a very, very special way, we pray to St. Cecilia, this wonderful young girl, and she was only maybe 14 years old. In those days, people married much earlier. And so today we pray to her, and we pray for the church in our day, which is undergoing so many, many difficulties and crises. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.